The Last Pages. Alcatraz walks onto the stage. He smiles at the audience, looking right into the camera. "Hello," he says, "and welcome to the Afterbook special. I'm your host, Alcatraz Medry." "And I'm Bastille Dartmoor," Bastille says, joining Alcatraz on the stage. Alcatraz nods. "We're here to talk to you about a pernicious evil that is plaguing today's youth, a terrible, awful habit that is destroying them from the inside out." Bastille looks at the camera. He's talking, of course, about skipping to the ends of books and reading the last pages first. "We call it last paging," Alcatraz says. "You may think it doesn't involve you or your friends, but studies show that there has been a 4,000.024% increase in last paging during the past 7 minutes alone." "That's right, Alcatraz," Bastille says. "And did you know that last paging is the largest cause of cancer in domesticated fruit bats?" "Really?" "Yes, indeed. Also, last paging makes you lose sleep, grow hair in funny places, and can decrease your ability to play Halo by 45%.
"Wow," Alcatraz says. "Why would anyone do it?"
"We're not certain. We only know that it happens, and that this terrible disease isn't fully understood. Fortunately, we've taken actions to combat it, such as putting terrible after-book specials at the backs of books to make people feel sick," Alcatraz asks helpfully. "That's right," Bastille says. "Stay away from last paging, kids. Remember, the more you know, the more you can forget tomorrow," Alcatraz says. "Good night, folks. And be sure to join us for next week's after-book special, where we expose the dangers of gerbil snorting." Author's afterword. "Nope, we're not done yet. Be patient. We've only had 3 endings so far. We can stand another one. Both of my other books had afterwards, so this one will too. And if we need to send someone to Valinor to justify this last ending, let me know. I'm not going to marry Rosie, though. Anyway, there you have it. My first visit to Nalhalla. My first experience with fame. You've seen the actions of a hero and the actions of a fool, and you know that both hero and fool are the same person. I know I said that this was the book where you'd see me fail, and in a way, I did fail. I let my mother escape with the Incarna text. However, I realized this wasn't as big a failure as you might have been expecting. You should have known. I won't warn you when my big failure is about to arrive. It will hurt far more when it's a surprise. You'll see."
The end. You've been listening to Alcatraz vs. the Knights of Crystallia by Brandon Sanderson, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends the 4th and final book in the Alcatraz Smedry series by Brian Sanderson, Alcatraz vs. the Shattered Lens, also narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. Call us toll-free or log on to www.recordedbooks.com to learn about our latest releases and special offers, order another recorded book, or to read author interviews and narrator profiles. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.